Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
In the Packers' disappointing loss Monday night to the Chicago Bears, they had more problems than just Aaron Rodgers' shoulder injury. Chicago backup quarterback Josh McCown drove the ball consistently on the Green Bay defense most of the night, piling up 442 yards of offense. Two drives told the story of this game. At the end of the first half, the Bears motored from their one-yard line all the way to the Green Bay six. Robbie Gould's short field goal gave them a seven-point lead at the half. Then, with the game hanging in the balance, Chicago matriculated 80 yards, 18 painstaking plays, consuming almost nine valuable fourth-quarter minutes to another field goal for the final margin of 27-20. McCown was outstanding, passing for 272 yards and two touchdowns. Once again, the Packers were able to run the football effectively, 199 yards and two scores, including this 32-yard explosion by James Starks following a blocked punt. But their passing game was compromised without Rodgers, and the defense had a tough night. The Packers will literally have to catch their breath because this week they face one of the fastest offense in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are coming off a record-setting 49-20 victory over the Raiders at Oakland. Nick Foles became the first quarterback in NFL history to not only throw seven touchdown passes in a game, but also compile a perfect passer rating of 158.3 while accomplishing that feat. Strange as this might sound, you'd rather play the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia than at home. Why? Well, the Eagles are 0-4 on their home turf, 4-1 on the road. With Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.